We caught up with our guests today, the duo of Sap singer Galia Duran and producer Kareem Klassman, when they were on tour earlier this fall with Jose Gonzalez and Juana Molina. Their very fun live show was so good, we paired a portion of it up with a bit of chat, and here you are. You may know the music of Sap, even if you think you don't. Do you recognize this? Yes, our guest today, Sap, are responsible for the theme song, Cozy in the Rocket, from the TV show Grey's Anatomy. Now, I started our conversation off talking with the producer part of the band, Kareem Klassman, about his love of unusual instruments and found sounds, and when that began.
Oh, that's a very long time ago. I think the first demo I recorded was when I was 14, and so I recorded certain things one after the other and run around and place microphones and get different textures. So that's been going on for a very long time. And but it was hard to find someone sort of to have the same sort of understanding of sound to, used in sort of song structures. And that works really well with Galia. We both sort of seem to hear the same things and have the same feeling of how you can actually use any noise to incorporate into a song.
But yeah, I think that applies to both of us. I mean, obviously, I've not ever been an engineer or a professional producer or anything like that, but I always had an enthusiasm about sounds. And I think when I was 8, I got my first keyboard, which had a little basic sampler on it, and you could sample, it had a little microphone on it, so you could sample sounds and speed them up and slow them down and reverse and loop them. And me and my brother used to spend hours doing that, as well as really annoying my parents with it.
Now, who's responsible for this song structures that get built into these? How are they written?
I think we're both responsible for that, because we usually write the songs together in the studio or somewhere when we're together. So it sort of feel like hours more than rather someone bringing in an idea for a song and we just finish it off. It sort of happens simultaneously.
We don't really like to separate the parts, especially once a song's finished, because those, you know, it's a song and it's a result of us two spending time together and experimenting. So it's not necessarily of interest to us who happens to play the instrument or come up with a lyric or anything like that.
Now, when you spend time with Sap's recordings, at least I scratch my head as to how the two of you are going to be able to do this live. And did the live part of it come later, or how did you react to that?
Yeah, it definitely came later. I mean, whenever we write a song, we don't think about how we're going to sort of play it live at all. And we started the band maybe about a year ago now. And we had to sort of rearrange the songs, sort of keep the sort of essence of them, but make them sort of playable with a live band without playbacks. And it does sound a bit different, but it's sort of definitely not the main thing about Sap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
it retains. It retains the spirit of what we're about, really, the sort of philosophy of Sap, which is a lot about, you know, things being open to possible mistakes and errors, but that's all part of the fun. And you know, a lot of the things that we do, like the drum kit for instance, is not in any way a normal drum kit, and it's made up of bits of old ashtray and biscuit tins and all sorts of odd items, wine bottles,
plastic fish
and thermos favorite.
Now, we always had to change them around a little bit, sort of some after a while things get sort of so badly battered that we have to sort of throw them away and get something new. So we got a few new toys in the drum kit, like we had a sort of motorcycle petrol tank for the US tour that's sort of gone now, and instead of it we've got a thermos flask and a plastic fish that sounds really nice,
which Kareem took without asking me, and the thermos flask is now ruined, but it wasn't very expensive. But I was still a bit surprised.
It's a nice thermos flask.
Thanks.
Sound-wise.
Yeah.
It's a bit
small. Don't think it'd be very good for drinking out of anymore.
No, it's completely dented.
Well, there's a plus for touring. You can always replace your instruments as you go along. So,
that's true, especially with wine bottles. That's quite easy, and jars and things.
And, yeah, on tour, we picked up lots of things on the way. And Juana and Jose and all of Sap all got really excited at this truck stop. Well, it was a sort of service gas station, and there were these fluffy toys, and they all made different wild bird calls. So we ended up buying one of each range, and they started appearing quite a lot on our tour, on everybody's sets, really, because we'd run in when the other band was playing and they'd run in when we were playing and start squeaking the bird toys.
The tour with Juana Molina and Jose Gonzalez, one of the things that comes out in Sap's music, and it comes out in Juana's too, and to some extent in Jose, is a sense of humor in the music and in the people involved. It just seemed to be a perfect combination. Did it work well for you? Was it a good way to... Actually, it was in many ways. I mean, not that other people hadn't and yourself toured, but it's a really good way to introduce all of you to an audience here.
We absolutely loved it, I think. I think we all got on really well, which was good because we were all in the same bus for a whole month, sleeping in it and living in it and coexisting. But they're both very, very nice, and I was surprised by how well we all got on without killing each other.
Well, let's go to the stage and hear a part of the set with Sap playing live at World Cafe Live on that tour we were talking about as we revisit it, and we'll hear some older things and some things from The Only Thing I Ever Wanted. And thank you all so much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
Jose and Juana and Dana and the lady that came and joined us as well for that quite astounding performance. This song usually has a mechanical chicken in it. Her name is Brunhilde and she's from Germany. Unfortunately, we think she might have died. She might just be in a coma, we're not sure. But we know that about a year ago she went through the menopause and stopped laying eggs when you rolled her around, and now she won't even cluck, so I'm going to have to make a chickeny noise during the chicken section of this song. Wish me luck. If anyone wants to join in, feel free. This one's called High. Abacus and count me. A funny feeling says I won't leave. The target's so big that you can't miss me. I know how I want it to go. I know how I want it to be. Don't make me think before I speak, or make me hold my horses. I've got my eye on the prize. My beady eyes are alight. Though I don't know what comes next, I will not hold my horses. I know what you're thinking. I know how you see me. Although it hurts, you're probably right. Thanks, people.
take my drum and you beat it so it never you mean to say they get lost. Don't come to my room when you got nothing good to say. Come run me over in a parked car. One of us is leaving.
Live on stage at World Cafe, that is our guest today, the band Sap, and a tune King Kong from their album Tiger My Friend. Their latest album is called The Only Thing I Ever Wanted, and if you're looking for Sap music, make sure you spell it right, P-S-A-P-P, and go to our website at worldcafe.npr.org.